This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What now in the hush money trial of Donald Trump?
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker returns to the witness stand in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. The prosecution accuses the former president of falsifying business records to cover up salacious sex stories to influence the 2016 campaign. Trump continues to deny this.
This is a witch hunt and it's a shame.
Pecker said on the stand Monday, yes, the tabloid paid for stories. Prosecutors call it catch and kill, getting rid of bad stories about his friend Trump. Also Tuesday, the judge will rule on whether Trump violated a gag order by calling two of the upcoming witnesses, Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen, sleaze bags, and if so, if he has to pay a fine. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Today, the Senate considers a bill that would provide billions for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. If it passes, it goes to President Biden for his signature.
The Senate is expected to vote on $95 billion in war aid. $61 billion would be for Ukraine. $26 billion would go to Israel, as well as humanitarian relief to citizens of Gaza. $8 billion would be used to counter China in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. In order to gain more votes, House Republicans added a bill to the package that could ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owners don't sell their stake within a year. Donna Water, Washington.
International humanitarian organizations are condemning Britain's plans to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda, where they'll be eligible to apply for asylum, but they won't be allowed to go back to Britain. French police evicted migrants from a makeshift camp in Paris this morning for security reasons, they say. Aid groups call it social cleansing ahead of the Summer Olympics. This is AP News. Five Europeans and an Australian have graduated from basic training with a new title, astronaut.
The European Space Agency has added new members to its astronaut corps after completing a year of training. The recruits are from France, Belgium, Britain, Switzerland and Spain, and an Australian, Catherine Bennell-Pegg, has also joined them as part of an international agreement. She tells a news conference it's like a dream come true.
Being an astronaut has definitely been a lifelong dream, but I never believed I'd have the chance to do that.
The newcomers are now eligible for trips to the International Space Station, but it's up to the Australian agency to find a way for Bennell-Pegg to travel to space. She talks about her passion.
When I wanted to be an astronaut, it was first for that adventure, that curiosity so many kids have, and then it was for the discoveries that can be unlocked by space.
More than 20,000 people applied for the five slots. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.